Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Lord, I surrender.
I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm How great, how great. Begin to happen. We're not going to shout in this moment, but I just need you to raise up your voice and just, Oh my God. Somebody worship until you feel the glory settling. Somebody open your mouth. Don't wait to hear what your neighbor's going to say. They don't need what you need. Throw your hands up, open your mouth until you feel the glory. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down.
Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God, our Father. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we bless his holy name. He is worthy, hallelujah, of glory and praises and honor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship this Holy Ghost. We say thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We bless your
conference
name.
Muted.
Living God, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in our midst. Take preeminence in this service in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we choose to walk in obedience and faith as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others and when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, you drew us unto salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from us, pour yourself out upon us. And just to welcome you into our hearts at the point of our salvation. We were baptized by you at the point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for you and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily fillings require a constant yielding of our hearts and soul to you. And so we choose to yield our hearts and soul to you. We desire for you to flow through us, empower us from within. We desire that you be poured upon us through your various workers. You give us victory over sin, as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the devil. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. We will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry words, or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and open the doors for evil spirits to come to enter. They produce conflicts between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We will only speak love, words of love. Only love and speak words edifying the need of the moment. Hallelujah. We choose to believe in your inworking power in our lives. We'll not speak against you or disregard you. We'll stay in your presence, seek your face, listen to what you have to say to us. Abide in you, and you abide in us. We will walk in unity with others in the body of Christ. As you flow, where you flow, where there is unity, Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our heart. Fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and lay tune to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into a dialogue with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture lights upon the eyes of our hearts. We find ourselves saying those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your effortlessness through which your revelations come to us. Holy Spirit, come, show us things. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelations through spontaneous tune away from our own calculated reasoning. Fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling flowing river. We sense the words of a spontaneous thoughts which light upon our hearts and mind as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell us what's on the heart of Almighty God. You encourage us to hear the voice of Abba Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you then speak into our spirit man. So we are taught by you, Holy Spirit, continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel your presence, the lightness, and your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Always feel you. Feel your presence. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you release within us God's emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things that God is. You give us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey God's word. The presence within us is the down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's emotion. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our paths. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us. We surrender to you, we pray. Holy Spirit, lead us. Anoint our tongues. Anoint our tongues. Give us the words to speak when we stand before kings. But God's anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking with God. Our mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, anoint our mind. When you anoint our mind, we have the mind of Christ Jesus. So we wash it in the spirit and put no covetance in flesh. You anoint us with divine flow of thoughts as we yield our minds to you. You anoint our reason, allowing us to reason along with Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you. Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures, our reasoning process, rather than us guiding our own reasoning process, we surrender to you. For apart from you, we are nothing. But with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts, Holy Spirit. Come, anoint our mind, anoint our thoughts. Holy Spirit, anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to remembrance. You lead us each step we take. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick, to cast out demons. You anoint our ears with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our ears to you and ask for and receive your flow and anointing, we are amazed at what our ears can do. So, Holy Spirit, we yield our ears to you this morning in the name of Jesus. And we receive your flow and your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you for anointing our hands. Oh, Spirit of the living God, thank you for your power. Thank you, hallelujah, that everything our hands touch will are blessed in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for anointing our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You gift us with divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. We yield to your creativity. Oh, Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Holy Spirit, release your personality to us. Oh, Holy Ghost, you radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is love. There's joy. There's peace, there's patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as we live tuned to you. Holy Spirit, we come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. Release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy comes through the working of you, Holy Spirit. You make us strong. Make us strong. Make us strong. Make us covenant in your power. Let us depend on you, your strength, and not on ourselves. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When we are weak, you ask us to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you, and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through us. Holy Spirit, we worship in spirit and in truth. We do not worship in flesh. Evil, weakness, and pain out of our hearts. Give us a new heart and a new spirit, Holy Spirit. Be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us release the power of God to us, Holy Ghost. Make us bold, powerful, just, and courageous. Help us to act with your power and authority. Manifest yourself, Holy Spirit, through the gift of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As you display your power through us, your kingdom come forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gift. Holy Spirit, empower each and every one of us. I pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed teaching, in anointed preaching, in the words that we speak. We tune to your flow as we prepare, as we teach, we speak that which you are speaking, and we do not from your spirit. When we speak from your spirit, our words are authenticated by Almighty God, by your divine power. Holy Spirit, anoint every word that we speak. Holy Spirit, anoint our words. In the name of Jesus, come authenticate our teaching, our preaching with your power. You do not want our teaching, our preaching to be in word only for a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching and teaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting out demons, healing us, free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you're saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for life work. You commission us, watch over our lives, purpose, our lives, mission, guide, and empower us to complete our destinies. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, take us away. Carry us to places and show us things. You let us see the glory of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are great. Distance from where we are. There is no distance with you, Holy Spirit. We are not bound by time and space when we are with you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we choose to live, seeing, hearing, and sensing you. You are our lifeline. Oh, Holy Spirit, your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. Your power is greater than ours. We totally, completely surrender our lives to you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we come. Spirit of the living God, settle our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. Our senior partner, our friend, our comforter, our guide. We thank you and we bless you. We glorify you, Spirit of the living God. Let God's perfect will be done in our lives. in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Release greater grace to do our assignments. Empower us to walk in your ways. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We ask you to anoint this hour. Anoint this moment. Anoint this day, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, for each and every one of us this morning. Anoint our household, Holy Ghost. Anoint our children in the name of Jesus. Anoint our spouses, our husbands, and our wives, Holy Spirit. Anoint all the works of our hands, Holy Spirit. We are dependent on you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father, as we have surrendered to the Holy Ghost, we've come to the throne of grace this morning. And we ask you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, Almighty God, from all unrighteousness. We pray for mercy. Mercy for those that are here this morning. Mercy for those that are here. Mercy for each and every one of us. And those that will listen at another time. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Uriya masanderia koromosetiria ka. Ajira wa koya makaya seteria koria masa. Hey! Uriya sanduria ko. Koria masanderia koria masa. Oye koria mo koria maseteria koromasanderia ko. Oria masanderia koromaseteria ko. Ye koromaseteria 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 ko. O kaye ze dedere koromaseteria koromase. Hallelujah re moku ya ne kaya maseteria koromase. Holy Spirit, have mercy, 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 O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. O God, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Took our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, we took every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. In the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environments in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. This minute, this hour, in the blood of Jesus. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, on our grandchildren, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father God, the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Almighty God, for fresh oil this morning. Fresh anointing, O God. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. O God, empower us, O God. In the name of Jesus, pour your oil upon us. In the name of Jesus. Empower us, O God, to do your will in the name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We ask you this morning to send your holy angels, oh, God, to be with us, leading us, guiding us, oh, God, doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, send your holy angels to be with us, guiding, protecting us, and warring on our behalf, oh, God. So do your biddings, O God. We thank you for an open heaven over our lives. Open heaven over each and every one this morning. Open heaven over their families. In the name of Jesus, that the heavens are open over us. We thank you for the favor of Almighty God. O God, you are the glory. You are the lift of our heads. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of Glory is coming in. Lord, come into our hearts, come into our lives. We surrender to you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Enlarge our territory, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the harvest is planted, but the laborers are few. So, Father God, we pray, O God, that you will bring the laborers, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, you choose the laborers. You bring them in, O God. O Father God, separate the tares from the wheat, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is all about you, not about us, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for not having enough faith in you. Forgive us, O God, because what you say you will do, you are faithful, you are just and kind, you always do it. And so, Lord, you for your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. Oh, God, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. No weapon touching against us to prosper. Every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the empowerment of your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us. We abide in you, Almighty God. We put our trust, a total trust in you, Almighty God. We thank you for grace, your greater grace, O God. Oh, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Before we leave, I want you to repeat these scriptures along with, I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I am blessed. I am a saint. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am holy and without blame before him in love. I am the elect of God. I am established to the end. I am made near to my heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm set free. I'm strong in the Lord. I am dead to sin. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I'm joint heir with Christ. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I am in Christ by his doing. I am accepted in the beloved. I am complete in Christ. I am crucified with Christ. I'm alive with Christ. I am free from condemnation. I'm reconciled to God. I'm qualified to share in his inheritance. I am firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. I am his faithful follower. I am a fellow citizen with the saints of the household of God. I am built upon the foundation of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ, the chief cornerstone. I'm overtaken with blessings. His disciples, I am his disciples because I have love for others. I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am righteous and holy. I am one in Christ. Hallelujah. I am an heir of God, a son and daughter of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I am a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession to proclaim the excellence of him. Hallelujah. I am now a child of God. I resemble Christ when he returns. I am not the great I am, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous. Hallelujah. We thank you, the great I am. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, Father, we thank you. Let the Spirit of God flow in and through us, O God. Let us be bold and courageous and receive that we are sons and daughters of the King of Kings, the CEO of the universe. Let us walk in that covenant knowing that he has given us his authority. In the name of Jesus, to step on and destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown. Against our lives, against our destiny, we destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare and prophesy this day that the Spirit of the Lord will move like a river, oh God, river of flavor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us with favor. We thank you, Lord, for discernment. We thank you, Lord, for divine wisdom, godly wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for breaking the shackles, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for setting us free. We thank you, oh God, for healing. We thank you, oh God, for deliverance. We thank you, oh God, for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you, oh God, for this is a day of new beginnings. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for keeping watch over us. We thank you, oh God, even as we pray right now, your angels are right here with us. Oh God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We ask you, oh God, to stretch out the tent of this ministry in the name of Jesus. Oh, we call for increase from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us, oh God, our going in and our coming out. Those that are sick, we pray for healing. We pray for Mother Somerville. We pray that you continue to make her whole, oh God. Heal her, oh God. Heal her, oh God. Release your healing anointing and virtues upon her and upon all those that are not feeling well this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning I lift up Richard who has traveled, oh God. Oh God, I pray for your grace and mercy. I pray that you be with him, guiding him, protecting him, oh God. I call for the hope of heavens from the throne room of God to be with him 24/7. I cover him with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for your provision. Father God, I thank you for the magazines, oh God. The IN magazine, I thank you, oh God. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We praise you, oh God. Oh, Lord, for the magazines going to store from stores to store, oh God. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for enlarging our territory. We thank you, oh God, for open doors of divine opportunities. We thank you, oh God, that we are stepping up to those doors. We thank you, O God, for giving us the key of David. O God, that we open the doors of blessing and shut the doors. We use the keys to shut the portals of evil in the name of Jesus. O God, we thank you for your goodness. We silence the voice of the enemy in the name of Jesus. O God, no weapon fashioned against our children. Our grandchildren, our spouses shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We cancel every evil agenda and plan of the enemy against our lives and destiny and superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Thank you, oh God, for breakthrough, financial breakthrough, oh God, financial increase, oh God. We thank you for finances to do and finish all your assignments that you have given us, O God. Father God, if by any means we wrong or did anything to anyone, we ask you for mercy. Teach us to forgive as you forgave us, to love as you love us. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us.